This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Champa, Florida flagship station, Champa for champion, Champa Bay Lightning. Congratulations to them. A two-peat, if you will. That's only been done a couple of times in the past, when this is the first time in recent history it's been done. But we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, the guys and girls that are doing it coast-to-coast, border-to-border, moving America's freight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And you can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded by Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I got to start out with some sad news. Yesterday, officially, in Surfside, Florida, where the condo is, they said that they've given up hope. There's no longer the chance of finding anyone alive, although they will continue to search through the rubble to see if there's some miracle somewhere. But they pulled out 10 bodies yesterday. We're now, our death toll there is up, I think, to 48. And 2 weeks after the Surfside, Florida condo collapsed with no signs of survivors, the mission is switching to recovery only. Now, that being said, a Florida grand jury will convene to investigate the safety issues and ways to prevent another Surfside condo catastrophe, because it looks like as if, and I hate to point fingers, because I know building inspectors sometimes get paid to look the other way. That's just what happens out there with human nature. But this time, if that's the case, and they can prove that, they need to charge somebody.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, because in the United States of America, Captain, buildings don't just fall down like this. And again, what they're doing, and again, it was a very solemn day, as the first responders, firefighters, rescue workers, anybody connected with this, with this rescue and recovery effort up to this date, you know, had a moment of silence, honored those that have passed away, and yes, it's turned into a recovery effort. And by the way, as they're moving these literally hundreds and hundreds of tons of material, mm-hmm. they're putting it away basically for investigation. Mm-hmm. They're not just tearing through it; they're trying to preserve it in such a way that it goes into the ongoing forensic analysis of what happened. So we don't know if it was geologic. We don't know if it was having to do with bad inspections, bad construction. All that's going to come out in this investigation. But this simply cannot happen in this country. And again, the people that lost their lives, they are going to be the catalyst, I think, for much more stringent laws and inspection requirements for these kinds of buildings, especially those that have been there for over four decades.
Right. Now, do you remember back in Texas, at a Texas church in 2017, that more than two dozen people were killed by a former Air Force
congressman? Yes.
All right. Well, a federal judge yesterday ruled that the U.S. Air Force is mostly responsible for that former serviceman killing more than two dozen people at the Texas church in 2017 because it failed to submit his criminal history into a database. And I told you that to begin with. I thought that that's what this all could have been prevented with that. We had that discussion, which should have prevented him from ever purchasing firearms because of the state of his mental condition.
Well, that's right. And it is so very sad, what happened and now to know where the system truly failed. And without that information, the system could not work as it was designed to work. And so, yes, it's quite another devastating blow and very sad. But obviously, this is going to, again, be a catalyst to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And the American Federation of Teachers, we talked about yesterday, is putting together a task force to target those opposing CRT. And a Florida mom who is suing the school and the union for doing just that says, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Well, by the way, who empowers the educators and the boards of education and so forth? The people do. It's not the other way around. There's not a Politburo of education that just says, thou shalt stand idly by as we tell your kids whatever the heck we want to tell them. That's not the way it's supposed to work at all, especially with something as controversial as critical race theory.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back right after this break. And good morning, LJ, in the chat room. And good morning, everybody that is in the chat room. But we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha we're going to do it. And by the way, that is a combined total of all the people listening to us on all the different digital platforms around the world, as well as on our terrestrial radio station. So we're very proud of that number, and it even gets bigger from time to time. And we can see what's going on there. And we were the night that Brian Stetler was saying that he had the worst numbers he ever had, 676,000. Our numbers that night, with all the different resources that we had to find, 2.4 million. Kind of a joke there, Mr. Stetler. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And again, the rule of thumb is just go to the website. Take a look at all the different things he has to offer. He's got a special section there, all different prices, and you can see that if you use a promo code, you're going to save a bunch of money. The promo code to use is the word CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN, spell it all out, and you'll save yourself a lot of money. Right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillows are the lowest price ever. You'll save yourself on the pillow $40, and that's a tremendous deal. And there's all kinds of other savings going on there, too. Don't forget the My Pillow Topper. I've got that on my mattress, and it just gives me a tremendous night's sleep. And I got a bad back, and I was thinking about buying a mattress. I said, well, let me try the topper first and see what happens. It's great. It's great. Absolutely. Along with the pillow, and my back and neck problems and headaches that I used to have and all that are absolutely flat out gone. Get a good night's rest, too. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Place an order. Ask them any questions you want right there. MyPillow.com. And don't forget, the promo code is CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to keep trucking along. You ready?
Yep.
So we know we've got over 535 people charged 6 months after the January 6th Capitol breach incident. There's an unknown number being held in jail. None of them have been arraigned yet. according to the Department of Justice, and we can't find out anything else and can't get any answers.
This is very, very interesting, yes. One wonders why the delay on this, why we don't have a quick, swift justice in the sense that you have your day in court. That's all, you know, part and parcel of our basic rights. One wonders, Captain, if they would like to simply draw it out to get a little closer to the midterm elections, perhaps, and then have it be a big story and revitalize the January 6th events. That's one possibility. My other question, though, too, Captain, is, you know, we've been completely consistent on this program. You know, people should not have done what they did at
right.
the Capitol on January the 6th.
That's right.
That's obvious. And a lot of people are getting charged for this, as they should be. Now, but my question is, Captain, what about the people who tore everything up throughout the country in the summer riots of 2020? Are they being held and not charged, or not? Are they been charged and not arraigned yet, or are they even in jail?
Most of the charges against most of the rioters were dropped, and they were free to go. And they went out to live to fight another day or live to riot another day, if the case may be. For example, the same people that were out on the street last night doing whatever, and the night before, and the night before, and the night before, they're the same ones that were arrested once before for setting fires and this, that, and the other. They're out on the street. They're loose.
Yep. Yep. And as a matter of fact, for example, in San Francisco, I think they're it's getting so bad in terms of going into these different stores and so forth, that major retailers are cutting back their hours,
mm-hmm.
Or they're leaving altogether because mm-hmm. they just can't, they can't stand the loss and all the crime.
Now I should mention to the listeners that because of the fact that Florida had so many people that did get arrested up there, the U.S. Capitol Police has announced they will open a field office in Tampa, Florida, to help investigate the January 6th D.C. incident, where they are actually going to call in more people that they've learned the names of the ones that they've arrested.
Yes, exactly. Well, and again, the thing is that there simply needs to be a consistency with this for anybody who's been breaking the law. Absolutely.
Well, they've got film, they've got video, and I'm telling you, if anybody went inside, doesn't matter. If you went inside, that's criminal trespass on federal property, and they're charging them as a felon. They're charging them with a felony.
Yes, exactly. Criminal trespass, also interfering with official proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
That was an official proceeding of the United States government that day.
Yep, yep, and they had to shut down. All right, well, let's talk about Iran, because Iran is busy right now, ladies and gentlemen, producing enriched uranium metal needed to make a bomb. How about that?
Yeah, this is really...
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Thank you, Joe Biden, and the weak foreign policy and the overall weakness that is being shown. And unfortunately, I don't want to be too flip about this, but you start hearing how Iran's beginning the process of producing enriched uranium metal on their way to making a bomb. You start thinking about, you know, party like it's 1999 at this point. Because the only reason they're doing that is so that they can use it offensively. They don't want to sit back and say, what a wonderful atomic bomb we have or something. They are in it to win it. That's the problem.
Right. And by the way, hello to Sondi. She's saying, my pillow is awesome.
Yes. Very cool. All right, Sondi.
Okay, let's see. Fred is chiming in from Fort Lauderdale. I know this is a little facetious. Fred is saying, is Kamala Harris, that's Kamala, of course, married to a white, is he privileged or is she not?
You know, I don't know. I think that...
And by the way, I wish they'd stop calling her black. She's not black.
Well, you know, I don't care where, you know, what her heritage is in any way, shape, or form. What I care about is the things that she says, the things that she's advocated, and the very fact that she's demonstrated that she is not ready to step into the Oval Office at a moment's notice, which is the vice president's job, mm-hmm. by the way, to be ready to
yeah.
do that, no matter what.
She is a dark-colored island gal.
Well, but again, it's America is based on ideas. And
by the way, she's not that dark, I might add.
Well, but again, she is... I think she was picked for a different number of reasons. I think that she was, I think, the favorite of the Obamas, for example, politically. But what she's done, Captain, she's taken this enormous opportunity, and I think that she's got people in the Democrat Party talking about the idea, what are we going to do if Kamala Harris becomes president, or if Joe Biden goes through the whole term, and obviously I don't think he will run at all, then we're going to need a different standard bearer, because Kamala Harris has proven that she's just not she's not ready for prime time. Uh-huh. And that's how many there are, and by the way, there are many other Democrat women who would be ready for prime time in that. So that's not the issue. None of that mm-hmm. is the issue. It's that she's not a good player, sir.
Now, I got something for you here. Wait till you hear this one. The Biden administration has announced a door-to-door outreach team will be coming to a neighborhood near you to get Americans vaccinated. They're going to come and knock on your door, and they already know who you are, and they know you haven't been vaccinated.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Big Brother is watching.
Big Brother is watching, and they didn't make their July 4th goal. So we'll see what they really do about that. We'll see how they go about it. But I do think that it's important to point out, Captain, you know, as I was visiting Las Vegas, this last weekend over July 4th.
High roller.
That's me. Oh yeah, high roller, all right. But
by the way, one of my friends was in Las Vegas too, and you didn't know and I didn't know it. Guess who it was?
Who was that?
Mike Gallagher.
Oh, really? Mike Gallagher was there. Yeah, well, I didn't see him walking around anywhere, but maybe next time. But you know, Captain, I realized all the people out there, they're not wearing masks. A few handful of people were wearing masks here and there.
Sure.
But
must have been a Democrat.
Right. But I got to thinking, the only reason that we were not wearing masks at this stage of the game is because Donald Trump pushed and pushed and pushed and got all that through. You know, if Hillary Clinton had been president, I'll just say this because it would have been Trump or Hillary. If Hillary Clinton would have been president, I don't know that we'd have a vaccine that we'd be talking about, trying to get people to get vaccinated at this point and get the remaining people, or we'd still be locked down, or we'd still be saying vaccines are years away.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like it or lump it, conservative or liberal, it's President Trump and made that happen.
Yep. And I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warnin. When we come back, you know, the American Federation of Teachers is out there to go after the people that don't believe in their CRT program. And they're gonna go after anybody. But we've got a little surprise for them. It's called, there might be some changes at a lot of school boards coming up this fall. That's the change.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants, like the Delta strain, are spreading quickly. And police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse, killing four others in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moise was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she is reportedly in critical but stable condition. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we will take it away. Ron Edwards will be around at 5 o'clock this morning to start out hour number 4. And by the way, I want to make sure that you catch hour number 4 this morning, because live from the border, we'll have Amanda Mackey at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And she's going to be reporting on what she personally saw yesterday and was told by the sheriffs there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Don't forget that GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, GEICO can give you a quote on the Internet right there at the website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. For anything you are driving, anything that you own, literally, because they can give you a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, maybe you got an RV, and they'll also help you with your homeowner's renter's insurance or condo's insurance policy, because they will insure you. You can bundle it all together, and guess what? You'll save a fortune. It's just that simple. All by going to GEICO. G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. So truck on over there to the website. Check it out. See what they have to offer. Save yourself some money, serious money. GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I kind of teased this a little bit because of all the different things we've been talking about. The police in Democratic-run cities are raising the alarm over the surge in celebratory gunfire. saying that they're clearly outnumbered as people are being shot by weapons that are being fired up into the air. When the bullets come down, you never know where in the hell they're going to come down.
That's exactly right. That's happening, for example, in Oakland, California. Some of the video that we've seen come out of Oakland, people tearing through the streets and drifting through these intersections and so forth, the crowds of people around, massive illegal fireworks demonstrations that are completely unsafe. You know, we're talking just major, major fireworks in an unsafe way. And then, of course, you've got the celebratory gunfire, as you said, people firing into the air, and that means those bullets are going to come down somewhere. They don't escape the Earth's gravity.
What goes up must come down.
Exactly. And then the many, many people being hit by these bullets when they come down. That could kill someone, obviously. So, yes, these police are outnumbered. They've been defunded. They've been demonized. The criminals have been emboldened, and people have also been emboldened to just be a little bit, you know, those with a bent to be crazy and go out and really stir up the stir things up. There's no filter there, and this is very concerning.
Now we're hearing by a message that was sent to the website, and we just got it. I just saw it. From Billy, our friend up in Atlanta, listening to us on AM 920, The Answer, in Hotlanta, as he likes to call it. He says, Captain, I'm a musician. Two former babe mates were there. One is wearing an ankle bracelet now, monitor, and the other, an attorney, was jailed, current status unknown.
Interesting. Yeah, so this is a guy who plays in a band with some other his buddies, and then they evidently went to the Capitol then, or his buddies did.
Yeah, and both of them got arrested, and one of them has an ankle monitor on, and the other one they haven't heard from.
Yeah, incommunicado, they call it. Yeah, I guess.
So that must be one of the people we talked about earlier that's locked up, and we don't know how many people are locked up, but they have not been arraigned. They've not been given an arraignment in a timely manner.
Yes. Well, and again, if they're able to speak to lawyers and so forth, there's obviously some kind of issue with that that would be a very significant one.
And apparently this one person is a lawyer.
Yes, well.
So that's not, you know, that must be a little bit tough to take.
Yes, very much so. Well, but again, there's the coverage of this, though, is also part of what drives this. And again, nobody should have done what they did on January the 6th. We know that for a fact. But at the very same time, though, the system has to play out evenly, so that we don't have what some have called a two-track justice system in this country.
Right. Now, moving along, a second teachers union, the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, is now going after anybody who tries to go after the CRT, attack them, the critical race theory. They're going to embarrass them and do whatever they can to discredit them.
Well, you know, Captain, the United States of America used to be, and I hate to say this, used to be a marketplace of ideas. But now, and by the way, critical race theory is an idea that's introduced into the marketplace. But at the same time, it is so horrible in the sense of its premise and all these kinds of things and what they're trying to accomplish with it, that the natural course of the marketplace of ideas has to be upended and has to be manipulated. And this is why the threats, we're going to come after you, we're going to embarrass you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That is suppression.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I'm all for it. I am not afraid to debate in the marketplace of ideas, and you are not either.
No.
And that's what we do every night. But it's when people have to, it's kind of like on social media. Oh, we don't like what you're saying. We don't like your opinion. You're banned. That kind of thing. And so it's the same.
How dare you?
Well, that's right. Well, and by the way, all we're doing is fact checking critical race theory.
Well, okay. I did it yesterday on Mark Walters' show. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese Wuhan illness of COVID-19 was of Chinese origin, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The Chinese Wuhan virus also was transmitted and delivered containers back and forth from the United States. I'm sorry, from China to the United States and from the United States to China back and forth, correct?
That's right, with the research. Yeah.
All right, and you don't hear about anybody saying anything about that, right?
No.
And Dr. Little Dr. Fauci, his NIH group, gave the Chinese Wuhan lab millions of dollars for their research, correct?
That's what we understand, yeah.
Not hearing anything about that, are you?
Well, no. No, because it goes against the narrative and again, you see, didn't President Trump have, you know, these notions of that this was pretty nefarious and how it got there and this kind of stuff? And, oh, no, no. See, President Trump thought that to some degree or another. So anybody who even wants to investigate where this thing came from, you know, yeah. Well, sorry, you're a Trump supporter.
Now, preschool and kindergarten enrollment has dropped some 13% nationally. It appears that more people are homeschooling their kids.
There has been a pretty precipitous drop-off, yes, in pre-K and kindergarten as well. Pre-K, 22% decrease. Kindergarten down by at least 9, and altogether looks like about 13. But it just is, again, I think, Captain, a lot of people are looking at what's going on in the education field and the school. And by the way, when it's entertainment and stuff is pushed in entertainment, people say, I don't want to buy a ticket to your movie. But school is different because they have to go there.
Okay. The NBA commissioner is looking ahead to China and the league's future following the firestorm here in the United States. You can see what's going to happen there.
Well, this
LeBron better learn how to speak Chinese pretty quick.
Well, this has been going on, you know. Well, we've seen this coming for a long time.
Sure.
And it's just this simple. I make a lot of money from China. One might say, for, you know, as a in the sports industry here, and so we can't be critical of that. We can't call out what's going on with this regime. We can't say a bad thing about the communists. You know, that it's just so obvious.
Yeah. And finally, squad member Rashida Tlaib says we must eliminate funding the CBP, ICE, and their parent organizations. How about if we just defund her?
Well, exactly. You know, again, you get these leaders, so-called leaders or influencers, or and they're not looking to get any kind of justice. I think they're trying to make money.
All right.
They're trying to get set for life.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And I believe you're going to love the music we're going to play this time. I'll tell you what, it's a keeper. It's a keeper. All righty, we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. Kyle Warren and I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
He got Obama fall.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, buddy. It's Donna Donna. By the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends over at the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops. Make sure that you stop on by, especially if you're a professional driver or if you're an RVer, and sign up for the Drivers Club or the RV Club and get yourself some points on the fuel you buy, get yourself some points on the food you buy, as well as the products that you buy in the trucker store, and you can use them for discounts later on. You can use them for the Truckers Club catalog or the Drivers RV catalog. And it's going to save you a bunch of money in the process. All righty, here we go. One of the most requested songs we've ever had on the program coming up.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry spell.
goodness, Kyle, I can play that song for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason why it's so popular.
Yeah, yeah. The beat it's got, and the melody goes along with the words. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's really like a perfect record.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to let Kyle head the West Coast here and tell you what's going on, and then I'll tell you what's going on over here on the east side of things. So have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Again, some respite a little bit for our friends in Seattle and Portland, Washington State, Oregon as well. Although in southern Oregon, we're still looking at a fire weather warning. We also have those over in Idaho, near Pocatello, Idaho Falls, along Interstate 15, of course. And what you need to know, of course, about these fire weather warnings, and that means low humidity and also gusty winds. So if you're traveling and you got your rig out there on the interstate tonight, you want to be careful of those gusty winds for sure. This is going to go all through Wyoming, Casper, Cheyenne as well, Laramie for sure, over near Grand Junction, Colorado. You've also got a heat advisory there along I-70. Be careful of that. The heat advisories and excessive heat warnings through Salt Lake City area along Interstate 15 covering most of the state of Utah tonight. Nevada, no difference there as well. Reno, Carson City, fire weather warning, excessive heat. Las Vegas, all of California as well, and also over into Arizona, especially Kingman and near Flagstaff tonight. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've got rain, flooding rains starting down in the border, down in the valley, way down on the Mexican border, down there, McAllen and Harlingen and over towards Eagle Pass. And then it goes up towards just now all the way to Houston, so it's moved up a little bit. And there is definitely flood warnings as well as flood watches and a lot of rain in that area tonight for some strange reason. There's a front that seems to be stuck over there that's not moving anywhere yet. And then our friend, our friend Elsa is up from Savannah, Georgia, north. Now, South Carolina, those of you listening to me in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach has got a tornado watch warning in it. Actually, all the way from the South Carolina state line to the North Carolina state line and over the North Carolina state line for about 30, 40 miles right now. And that's going to continue to move along, a tornado watch, tornado warning. Now, you've got the tropical storm warning in effect from Savannah all the way up to, let's see here, boom, 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 all the way to Long Island, all the way around Long Island, up to right about Cape Cod. It's almost to Cape Cod right now. But the weather is definitely everything we had down here, even though it's a tropical storm. There's a lot of rain up there. The surf is really rough up there. I don't know what's going to happen, but you need to be on your toes up here. Anybody on 995 going north out of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, you're going to be in it all day long today. So there we go. Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him, appreciate his efforts. But again, Elsa went up the East Coast. All right, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll get to the articles that you said after the top of the hour, but I'm going to start with this. Joe Biden went to Chicago. Joe Biden threw a whole bunch of money at Lori Lightfoot. I don't think it's going to work.
I don't either.
So what's she going to do with the money? You have hot dog roasts?
Look, Chicago has been, really should be called gangland.
Right.
And the FBI has a gang unit. My question is, where has the FBI been? And furthermore, when Trump was president, he offered to send in all kinds of federal assistance.
Yep.
And she refused.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. And the thing of it is I also remember that the gang unit was told they couldn't operate there. Remember that?
I do not, but yep. Obviously they're not.
Yeah.
So
So she wants all this help. Well, if you're not going to let him in, what the hell kind of... And by the way, we're still stuck on stupid. Well, all these military assault weapons are coming in from outside the state, and they're bringing in all these long rifles and there's automatic weapons. Excuse me. 99.9% of the people that are being shot or killed in Chicago, it's being done with a pistol.
Correct.
So what the hell? When's she going to start waking up and telling the truth? Or doesn't she know the truth?
No. They've crafted these certain points that they are going to keep selling, and they're going to keep selling, and they're going to keep selling. And, you know, I would say more than 50% of the population, if they're listening to her, believe her. So that's where we are.
That's stupid.
Yep, precisely.
Yep, that's stupid. All right, real quick, Iran is busy producing enriched uranium metal needed for a bomb. Thank you, Joe Biden.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
That's right.
So we don't need to worry about that being taken care of anytime soon, do we?
No. And so the question then becomes, where is John Kerry? John Kerry is the one that crafted this whole thing.
Oh, he was spotted in an airport without a mask.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She wrote some articles yesterday. We're going to talk about them. If anything breaks, we'll let you know about that, too. Don't go nowhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.